We've been giving away tickets all this week for the Brewers' winter warm-up event that takes place next Saturday and Sunday at the Miller High Life Theater. And joining us on our Tri-County Contracting Hotline is Jeff Levering. And, of course, you know him from all of the broadcasting he does on both radio and TV for the Brewers. And, Jeff, pleasure to have you here today.
Likewise. It's great to be talking a little bit of baseball, even though it's a little cold, not as cold as normal winters, but nice to be talking about a little baseball.
And we are so looking forward to this season with the Brewers, but we get a little peek at what's going on next week and at the winter warm-up event. Tell us what's going to be going on.
Yeah, sure. It's really exciting to have the winter warm-up back. It used to be Brewers on Deck, kind of a rebrand with the Brewers winter warm-up at the Miller High Life Theater next week. It's 2 days worth of events on Saturday and Sunday. The Kids Clinic on Sunday, which unfortunately is sold out for kids 14 and under. It's great for everybody involved. Unfortunately, no more tickets available for anybody else, but still some tickets available for the big event that's happening at the Miller High Life Theater on Saturday. Kind of a program of events that we've done in the past where we've got three different stages with interactive games with the fans and opportunity to meet some of the big league players, some of the stars from the future, as well as front office members. Manager Pat Murphy and Ricky Weeks will be in attendance. Some fun games, get to know the players, and just a great time to be talking about a little bit of baseball next weekend.
Plus, there'll be an opportunity for fans to get some of those autographs, too.
No doubt about it. And that's, I think, what fans really appreciate. The gates or the doors to the theater open up at 11 o'clock in the morning. The big program starting at noon. But there's autograph sessions beforehand. So make sure you go to Brewers.com. All the information is available there to where you can get your tickets. A limited number are available for the VIP package, which includes the autograph sessions and the show as well. So make sure you hop on Brewers.com. Make sure you join us. It's going to be a lot of fun.
What are you looking forward to most?
For the event or for the entire season? That's a loaded question. There's a lot of things I'm looking forward to, Libby.
Well, let's start with the event. Do you like interacting with the fans?
Oh, yeah, I love it. I miss doing this. We haven't done a Brewers on Deck or a winter warm-up since 2020, and I really enjoy it. You know, this is my 10th year with the organization, and that's where I first met Brewers fans was at Brewers on Deck back in 2015. It's kind of my introduction to the organization, and I've been hosting game shows, and you really get an opportunity to meet the players when you do those things, you know, the Brewers feud and the Brewlywed game and Brewers besties and things of that nature. You really get to know these players and coaches at a different level, and you want to know those personalities. You want to know who these guys are away from the field, and this is a great way to learn about these guys.
You know, Jeff, you have the opportunity, of course, to travel with the team, and you've gone all over the country. How do Brewers fans compare with fans of the other teams?
The Brewers fans travel better than a lot of the fan bases around the country. I've said this over the last few years now that the lockout's gone, all the COVID restrictions are gone, and it's back to normal, right? We see Brewers fans in almost every city that we go to, and it's just so great because Brewers fans want to get out there and they want to explore the country and see these different ballparks and go to different places. You know, as upper Midwest folks, they want to be outside as much as possible. Baseball is a great way to do that. And seeing all these different ballparks around the country and supporting on the Brewers, and listen, they've been really, really good over the last 8 years, too. That doesn't hurt things either. They're going to be really good again this year, too, with the pitching staff and some of the offensive players they're coming back with. So we love seeing Brewers fans out and about around the country and cheering on the Brew Crew. It's the road crew, as we call it, whenever we see folks around different ballparks.
And what do you think the season's going to look like this year? I know you said it's going to be a good one, but is there anything that really stands out?
Well, it's going to look a little different, right? The guy in the dugout's going to be different with Pat Murphy and Ricky Weeks running the show. The rest of the coaching staff remains the same, which I think is really important to keep the cohesiveness between the coaching staff and the players that are coming back. Of course, Corbin Burns will be back, as far as we know, and for Willy Adames, who's going to be back in his final year of his contract. William Contreras was outstanding last year in his first year as a Brewer behind the plate. He's a silver slugger and an all-star last year. So I think there's a lot of good things and still some more moves to come, I'm sure, before spring training hits in a short 6 weeks. It's hard to believe that spring training is going to be 6 weeks away here pretty soon, but it'll be here before we know. And I think, again, there's a lot of cohesiveness within the folks within the clubhouse, and Christian Yelich had a great season last year. A lot to be excited about in 2024.
Well, you know, tickets are still available at Brewers.com, winter warm-up. And also, now what is this? If you purchase tickets now, you can also have the opportunity to purchase tickets early for the home opener?
Yeah, exactly right. If you get your tickets to winter warm-up, that automatically allows you to purchase individual game tickets for the season opener, which again is right around the corner, the beginning part of April. Brewers start the season on the road in New York against the Mets, and then they come right home for a six-game homestand. So make sure we see you at your winter warm-up, and then gives you an opportunity to buy opening day tickets. That should be a holiday in the state of Wisconsin, opening day, right? I feel like that's a rite of passage to be at opening day at American Family Field.
Wait a minute. You mean it's not a national holiday?
It really should be. I treat it like one. Every home opener should be a holiday around town.
I think we all do. Jeff Levering from the Brewers, great to have you here this morning, and we will see you next weekend at the Brewers Winter Warm-Up, and I know tickets are still available.
Thanks so much, Libby.